This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. I once went to a small business and tech conference in San Francisco, and among all the people hobnobbing in hoodies or khakis, a man emerged in full military attire. He was a Marine Lieutenant Colonel, and he was by far the most interesting person in the room. I was just glued to him. Anyway, as we parted ways, he handed me this coin-like thing. I mean, it was bigger than a coin. It was about 1.5 inches in diameter, ornately decorated with the icon of the Lieutenant Colonel's unit, and heavier than anything I'd care to keep in my wallet. I felt incredibly honored, but I didn't know what it was or what the hell I was supposed to do with it.
I also got a coin-like thing. It was from a tour guide at the Pentagon.
Producer Avery Truffleman.
I asked him what it was, and he was like, it's just something we do.
Avery and I figured out that these coins are called challenge coins.
And they are coins, but they're not currency. And they're not quite metals. Challenge coins are something different.
Everything that I say here today is my own personal opinion and does not necessarily reflect the position of the Marine Corps.
Roger that. Carrie Fosher is not in the Marines.
She is a cultural anthropologist at Marine Corps University. She's encountered challenge coins many times throughout her career.
The degree to which they are used varies a great deal.
This can depend on which military branch you serve in and your rank, but it goes further than that.
There are so many different uses, so many different kinds of things that the coins can symbolize.
They are a powerful and tangible form of connection. So across ranks, people might be given a coin for a job well done, because there are only so many ways to show appreciation within the military.
But of course, as Avery and I learned, these coins are occasionally given out to civilians.
Most of the time, I would give a coin just to say thank you for, you know, helping me out.
That's Chris McGrath. He's a chief petty officer in the Navy.
And I collect and trade challenge coins.
Chris has an amazing collection of challenge coins. Some don't look like regular coins at all.
I've got one here shaped like a ninja star. I've got another one shaped like a kind of like a crown. You know, this one is it's shaped like a cougar profile view, but the teeth are open and you can actually use it as a bottle opener.
The bottle opener could actually be quite practical because in addition to being gifts and heirlooms and tokens of appreciation, challenge coins are used to play a drinking game.
Jordan Haynes, a veteran of the Air Force, plays like this.
If I was at a bar, I would pull a coin out of my pocket and I would throw it down on the bar, or I might tap it.
And maybe holler out, coin check!
And all his buddies and crew members would take out their coins.
Hopefully what happens is somebody doesn't have their coin.
The person without their coin buys everyone a drink.
As far as the history of challenge coins, there's sort of an apocryphal story that traces them back to World War I, when an American Army officer supposedly had some special coins minted for his men. And then one of those men was captured by French soldiers who mistook him for a German, and then he used his coin to prove that he was an American.
So the coins have also always been about identity. And since identity in the military has a lot to do with hierarchy, there is also a hierarchy with challenge coins.
As you move up through the ranks, you know, the challenge coins become more essentially valuable because they're harder to get. It's harder to get a Chief of Naval Operations coin. It's even harder to get a Secretary of the Navy coin. It's incredibly hard to get a presidential coin.
Yes, the president has a coin.
The individual coins take on a whole new meaning when a bunch are displayed together.
The coins are physical proof of hard-fought relationships established over the course of a career.
There is obviously a very regimented, very structured, very rule-bound aspect to the military, but challenge coins and a lot of other things that are routine parts of daily military life mitigate that structure.
Challenge coins are a reminder of the human elements of the massive U.S. military. 99% Invisible was produced this week by Avery Truffleman, Katie Mingles, Sam Greenspan, and me, Roman Mars. Radio edit by Ted Muldoon. We are a project of KALW and distributed by PRX. More at 99pi.org.